The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Shannon Joyce, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good because you're good. And we've spoken a number of times at this stage. You're 25.
Yep.
And you have been in the wars for some time now. How many times has your cancer come back to get you?
Three times. I'm on my third diagnosis. But thankfully, Monday just gone, I finished all my treatment in Cork. So I'm nearly a step of finishing this third and final time, hopefully.
Shannon, you fill my heart. I'm so happy to. How are you feeling about this?
Good. Yeah, really good. Very, very emotional time of the year for me. This time last year, I had just come out of having an autologous stem cell transplant in St. James's Hospital in Dublin, which was very tough and a very tough recovery. And I remember last Christmas, you know, being very sick and really being able to get up out of bed and being quite fatigued. And like last year, I remember sitting on the couch watching Roisin and Barry put together the Christmas decorations and, you know, thinking, oh, God, I wish I could help them. So then this year, which was absolutely fantastic, I do have to go in for another stem cell transplant, but I'm actually not booked until January, so I get to have Christmas at home. And this year I was able to help them do the decorations, and I was flying around the house singing and dancing, and we were just having the best time. And I said, you know what, it's tough because we have another transplant to look forward to and a long, long recovery again. But by next Christmas, and if the time comes around so fast, it will all be over and done with forever. So that's keeping me motivated and keeping me going.
Isn't that amazing? You've said that although you love the staff at St. Teresa's Ward in the hospital.
Yeah.
What was the next bit?
I don't want to meet them back in the
ever
ward
again. I never want to see you. I love you, but I hate you.
And we were leaving, yeah. And the girls said the same. They said, Shannon, you're a pleasure to be up there with and be chatting with in the mornings and stuff, but we don't want to see you back here now again unless you're dropping something, you know, you're dropping off a form or you're dropping your blood or something. Yeah. So you're not coming in here again for treatment.
It's the kindest insult you can give somebody, I think, is to be a nurse in a ward like that and say, I never want to see you again.
Exactly. When I was on with you last February, I was recovering from my transplant and I was doing really well when I came up to the studio with Mum and Dad, and I was doing so well. I was absolutely flying it. That was February. And then July, a few months afterwards, I found a lump again. So I came back again for another fight.
Yo-yo cancer.
Yeah, exactly. That's the last of it now.
I'm so happy. And, you know, Roisin has very significant birthday four, isn't it? I mean, that doesn't happen every year, but not every day.
No, I have a four-year-old. We officially, well, not yet, but on the 23rd of December, she turns four. God, she, like, the years make a difference. You know, she knows so much more now and she's so much more clued in. And, you know, there's all the excitement for her birthday and Santa and the presents and the elves and, you know, the whole lot. So it's fierce exciting here. You couldn't not be in a good mood. You know, I'm tired from treatment. I'm a little sick and stuff, but you couldn't but be in a good mood around here now.
No, I know.
All the shops are opening up.
Exactly. And, the world is opening up again. It's
the world. Exactly.
I hope she saw the toy show because that's important for Roisin.
She adored it because since she met you, she calls you her Uncle Ryan. She tells everybody in school, that's my Uncle Ryan. That's my Uncle Ryan. She has a picture of the two of you.
Well, look, will you tell her from me, from her uncle in Dublin, that he's sending down a gift from Arnott's because they have this Christmas experience on the second level
of
store. And what it is, it's a Barbie dream plane, a Barbie dream house, a dream house Nikki doll. And it's a big, big bunch of Barbie stuff from FAO Schwartz, right? At Arnott's.ie. That is for Roisin.
All right, thank you.
And it's
so
worth
much.
A few bob, 100 quid or so. And I'm going to double down on this because I think you're so lovely. And every time I meet you, you're always kind. And I'm going to send you a little Charlotte Tilbury product. Is that okay with you?
A
little pillow talk, lipstick and lip liner, mascara, eyeshadow palette.
You know your stuff.
Oh, sure, I'm all over this. The magic cream, you're getting the whole lot. It's worth 200 quid. Yeah. So
thank you.
A little Christmas goodness from Arnott's and us to you and Roisin, and you can share the makeup with Barry. And listen, happy Christmas. And to your mum and dad, by the way, happy Christmas.
Thank you. Ryan, can you just do me one huge favour? I know you're in a massive rush.
Come on.
My poor nanny, she's a massive fan of you and she's never met you. She asked me to say hello to her on the Late Late Show. I was too nervous. I never did the
What's
last
time.
What's her name? So, Nora May. She's sitting at home now listening.
Nora May, the grandmother of the beautiful granddaughter from me, Tuberty, the fool on the hill in Dublin. Happy Christmas. I love
you. Thank you so much, Ryan.
I miss you. And I want to see you in real life very soon. How's that?
Very soon. Very soon. That's a promise.
All right, Shannon. Best to you and your gorgeous fan. We'll see you soon. I love
Happy
your story.
Christmas,
Happy
Ryan.
Christmas. Good
Bye.
News. Good news.